This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee expected to hold a historic vote to approve articles of impeachment against President Trump today. Split sharply right along party lines, the panel is expected to end up being able to send the charges to the full House for it to take a pre-Christmas vote next week. Yesterday, Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio said it continues to be a farce.
Nancy Pelosi called the president an imposter just 3 weeks ago. The Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people, and that's why they've been out to get this president since even before he was elected.
New Jersey's attorney general says the deadly attack at a kosher market in Jersey City earlier this week is being investigated as domestic terrorism, saying the Tuesday attack indicates the market was specifically targeted. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth. So while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling. So when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves. You don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone. You just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
The United States Naval Academy will be honoring three victims of the Pensacola, Florida Naval Air Base shooting during this weekend's Army-Navy football game. Midshipmen players will wear red, white, and blue ribbons pinned to their lapels or memorial patches to show respect for the three who died when a Saudi airman shot them in a classroom last week at the Naval Aviation School's command in Florida. The Federal Communications Commission has voted to start a months-long process of creating a three-digit phone number to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. It would be 988. FCC Chair Ajit Pai says,
I believe 988 could help. It has an echo of 911, a number we all know. An awareness of this resource should make a real difference when those in crisis need a lifeline.
The existing hotline's current number is 1-800-273-TALK. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Federal workers get a new perk. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
President Trump is touting the passage of 12 weeks paid family leave for all federal employees.
We want every mother to have the chance to spend those precious few weeks with her newborn or adopted child. And I understand statistically, they show statistically it's so much better for the baby and growing up, even in later years. I can imagine that.
The president speaking at the White House Child Care and Family Leave Summit, hosted by his daughter Ivanka Trump on Thursday.
In some entertainment news, singer Taylor Swift has been named Billboard's first Woman of the Decade. Billboard recognizing Swift during an annual Women in Music event last night in Los Angeles. The award was an early birthday present for the pop superstar. She turns 30 today. Swift has earned five number one albums and countless accolades since 2010 when she burst on the scene. And for those of you who are a little superstitious, today is Friday the 13th. It also happens to be the second Friday the 13th this year. It was separated by 13 weeks. And for the record, the next Friday the 13th will happen exactly 13 weeks from now in March. There's always at least one Friday the 13th each year. And any month that begins on a Sunday has one. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop.
Well, it's another day, and it just keeps on going, ladies and gentlemen. And we're here fighting the good fight, making sure that you stay well-informed, all things considered, because we're about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, really as much as possible. You know, we've got enough partisanship here, but we're trying to call balls and strikes in the best way we know how, and this is why we're very strict about the guests that we have here on the show, because we want to make sure you're getting the whole truth and nothing but. And we're going to start off today with Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and co-chair of the Project 21 Advisory Board. We've got lots to catch up on regarding this impeachment process, and who's going to pay the cost here after everything is all said and done. Horace, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the program.
Boy, we need you, buddy. I mean, with all your background and experience in Congress, your experience certainly with Dick Armey when he was a U.S. representative from the Texas 26th Congressional District up into 2003 and House Majority Leader, one of the engineers of the Republican Revolution of the 90s. But you've been in and around in the belly of the beast and seen what's going on. But it seems that where we are right now is nothing. I mean, this is not your congressional environment that you were in years ago.
Well, this is not the same thing. It is true that articles of impeachment are being brought forward. Those were brought forward in the case of the Nixon administration, but they were brought forward during the Clinton administration, and of course now we see they're being brought forward. However, there is a world of difference between what we're witnessing now and what occurred then. It was precisely the bipartisan nature of the commitment to impeachment that led Richard Nixon to resign. It is also the case that when those articles were being considered in the House of Representatives at the time, they outlined specific and detailed violations of the law, actual crimes that a person otherwise might have been committed, might have been convicted for doing so. Similarly, an actual report had been gathered based on the details of the investigation that the House of Representatives had done that was going to be brought forward and presented publicly. This process is similar to what happened during the Clinton administration. I say all of that to say this is not what is happening here. A wholly new, uncharted effort to create just the shell of impeachment without any of the substance or the history or the constitutional subtext that we understood when the founders presented us with the idea of impeachment.
Well, Horace, as a legal professor, help us understand here, because the rules that they seem to be running under are very fluid. I mean, what we know about the rule of law is that there's clear rules and procedures that must be followed. Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff before that have abandoned, it seems, the basic rules of decorum and the like here. And it's just, it's frustrating and confusing, for all of us because, here's a body of lawmakers and most of them are attorneys. And the way they conduct themselves is it's almost like the law be damned. I mean, that's cast aside and they can say things. I mean, there's no, alleged crime or, it's not even a due process. I mean, criminals are protected better in a court of law as opposed to this president. I mean, they speak of the president as if he's already convicted, as if he's a criminal. Without a crime, a specific crime being stated. I mean, the language that they're using. I mean, this is all very dangerous that sets up, a bad narrative and, bad feelings and perceptions within the body politic, doesn't it?
Oh, and bad precedent. Look, our American system, like the system of Great Britain before it, it was built on this idea. Our criminal justice system was built on this idea that you lay out in advance what the rule is, and then when someone is accused of being in violation of the rule, we set up safeguards so as not to run roughshod. That means even in a speeding case, we're not allowed to come back 3 years later and say, you know what, I was going through my traffic camera information and I saw a car that appears to match your license plate and I'm now assessing you a $600 fine because, all this time has gone by, you didn't pay it and all of that. And by the way, you don't have any right to appeal, you don't have any right to respond. You get a right to in a murder case. You get a right to in a bribery case. In every circumstance, our legal system has always understood that, A, that the rule isn't made up just to get you. It actually has to pre-exist, and you're allowed to present defenses to a claim that you're in violation. In the case that you just said, and you said it well, there is no pre-identify rule. What did you do wrong that we are identifying? What would any other executive have done similarly that we could have said they did it wrong? What are your allowed defenses? In the case here, they decided, well, no, we're not going to allow you to bring counsel forward in the Intelligence Committee, which, by the way, is the oddest place for an impeachment forum to occur.
Right.
We won't allow you to bring any witnesses. We're not going to allow the minority to bring any witnesses. Your actual accuser, the person who made this whole incident possible, you can't even bring that forward. In a traffic camera case, you can bring the officer of the system or
exactly.
The company or anybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, well, in addition to that, is the way this whole thing has been stacked. I mean, this is all purposeful. I think it was Molly Hemingway, while on the train, heard Jerry Nadler talking at, before the new Congress was seated, that this is what he was doing. I mean, it was all about impeaching this president. He was talking loud on a phone. I mean, what a knucklehead. I mean, but he's just saying this is what it's all about. And then Nancy Pelosi says, well, people didn't get elected to impeach the president. Well, they did. And then they stacked the judiciary. They got more representation. I guess that's the standard deal. I don't recall the Republicans doing it, but maybe they did. Maybe this is standard. But they really did this all purposeful because everything was all being set up you know, to this end. They get four law professors, three of which are liberal. The first one comes up and says right off the bat, he's guilty. You know, okay, well, let's stop the proceedings at this point, because number one professor has decided from his purview that the president is guilty of all things and probably much more.
We would never allow a person to stand up. I'm talking about a traffic case.
Yes.
We would never allow an expert to come in and say two-thirds of all drivers speed at least once during the month. We would never allow, well, this car is capable of going over a certain pace. We require particularity. On this day, in question, you were behind the wheel.
Exactly.
You did this thing and you did this thing. None of that. None of that. I want people to understand.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Horace after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent we are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper continues with us. Horace, the latest polling, pretty much 50-50 on the poll as to America. We're split right down the middle. There's nothing in the middle. I mean, you at this point, looking at the polls, you either want the president impeached and out of office or you want him to stay. I mean, this is unfortunate that this divisiveness that has been brought to us by Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and Jerry Nadler has America at each other's throats. We're so divided. I mean, I know people always say, well, this is the most divided we've ever been. No, we've been divided before. I mean, we go through this kind of exercise. But I think this is probably the worst example of any type of judicial fairness that could happen. I mean, this is totalitarian, what's going on, and this scares the holy what-have-you out of me.
A couple observations. One is that a survey showing how divided Americans are is helpful if it's put in the proper context. We saw what happened in the United Kingdom yesterday and also what happened in 2016. Just under 52% of people in the United Kingdom voted to leave. Mm-hmm. They voted for Brexit. What people didn't appreciate, because they call that narrow, what people didn't appreciate is what would that translate if that same number of people voted in terms of Parliament? This is true today.
Exactly.
Yesterday, we saw a supersized majority vote for Boris Johnson. If you distribute the 50%, even if it's only 48%, of those who are eagerly, aggressively supporting Donald Trump, if you distribute that the way that the United States Senate is set up with representatives from Republican and Democrat, what you could likely see in 2020, based on this galvanized, we can't come together, you could end up seeing as many as 250 House Republicans coming in with just that divide. But that's the reason that our founders didn't want to create that kind of galvanizing divide. But the left has left little choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've really set this. It's kind of that scene from The Hunt for Red October. Remember that movie?
Oh yeah.
Where the commander he says take off the firing pin, and he really sets himself up, and of course they miss the submarine. It comes back, and his second in command says, "You just murdered us."
That's exactly right.
Ego and arrogance.
Here's what the left has done. Everyone can see it, and I keep using the traffic example. Everyone can see how unfair, how partisan, and how much hate is motivating. I'm glad our speaker says that she doesn't hate our president. I'm afraid, however, the behavior I witness doesn't look like love,
yes,
doesn't look like caring, and looks a whole lot like hate. But the consequence of it can be that the 320 plus electoral votes could equal 250, let me repeat that, 250 House congressional districts for his party. If they don't pull back and try to come up with a solution for us to stop being as divided, that's how we could be headed. And if you turn on the BBC right now, you'll see all of the surprise of the people who thought, well, it was very close. Most people wanted to leave, but a large number of people didn't. How does this end up working out? It depends on how that is distributed geographically. Donald Trump's votes and those of conservatives are not on the East Coast. They're not on the West Coast. They're all across the heartland.
Right.
And that's the way that if we can't come together, and I ask the left to compromise, I ask the left to reconsider their path. But if not, there's a reckoning coming.
They're not going to, Horace. They're so committed to this. It's kind of like Jordan Peterson. I've shared with this with the audience several times in reading his book. In fact, I was reading it again, you know, his 12 rules. And one of the things he talks about is that you can get so ideologically fixed that you really self-impose stupid on yourself. And this is where the left is right now. They're not reading the things. I mean, even Republicans, I mean, before Donald Trump, they weren't reading middle America. They were ignoring it. They thought, okay, hey. And then Donald Trump comes in, and some on the right have opened their eyes and said, gosh, he's more right than wrong here. And look what he's doing. Look what he's doing with the economy. Look at the fruit of the plantings that this man has done in 3 years. It is incredible. And what you're going to hear from middle America, fly over the deplorables, whatever you want to call them, is the same thing that you're hearing in the UK now, and that is, can you hear me now?
When George Herbert Walker Bush won a slam dunk election, not as large as Reagan did, but a slam dunk election against Michael Dukakis, he didn't carry the state of West Virginia. And people weren't surprised because that was supposed to be a state that always voted with the left. Mm. West Virginia is now one of the most Republican states in the country. Only Utah and Idaho and a couple others are more Republican. But the reason for that is the people in those jurisdictions looked around and they said, wait a second. The other side that we've been loyal to, they haven't been supportive of us.
Exactly.
They're unconcerned about us. They don't identify us with us. They, in fact, mock us. A state can do it, but so can racial minorities.
Exactly.
We're headed in a direction, and by the way, surveys are showing black Americans, men in particular, are highly critical of this impeachment process.
Exactly.
Highly critical of what they are witnessing as a railroading.
Right.
The
and Hispanics as well, let me tell you, Hispanics, exactly. IG report, we got a couple of minutes left. What did you make of the IG report? I could not get to the conclusion that Horowitz got to in saying that there was no political bias. That doesn't comport with anything that I have read or know about the process. Makes me wonder why we paid him so much to give us 400 plus pages.
If when the initial leaks came forward, people who had a chance to see it had just simply said one thing, the report, the Horowitz report, confirms everything Devin Nunes said about the FBI and its investigation. If they had just said that, it would have changed completely the nature of this conversation. Whether or not there is evidence that when this first started, that we could prove that it was politically motivated would be irrelevant to all of the charges that Devin Nunes put forward, including the fact that the dossier, the so-called P-tape, was in fact the basis for the initiation of the investigation. Our friend Mr. Adam Schiff put out a report also earlier this year claiming that wasn't true, claiming everything that Devin Nunes had said was actually false. This report, the biggest takeaway everyone should understand is it completely validates Devin Nunes.
Exactly.
And it completely invalidates Adam Schiff.
Without a doubt. And, of course, John Solomon, the reporter, who's we find out that his telephone records were subpoenaed by Schiff. He noted 51 violations in FISA abuse in this report, 9 false statements, 17 serious acts of misconduct, 4 informants, 1 unlawful effort to surveil the Trump campaign. What? I mean, this is incredible, and somehow the mainstream media is trying to make it seem like, oh, that's not so bad. We're talking the FBI here, Horace.
Yeah, this is actually the reason why FBI directors aren't appointed for life. This is the kind of thing that Edgar Hoover would have been involved in, and it was what we said we didn't want. Mr. Comey's statement that this validated everything they're doing is flatly false, And the American people have been once again let down
exactly.
by what the media has been reporting about.
Well, get ready for the Durham Report. It's coming soon. He's the former constitutional law professor, Horace Cooper, right here. Thank you, Horace.
Thanks for having me on.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee expected to hold a historic vote to approve articles of impeachment against President Trump today. Split sharply right along party lines, the panel is expected to end up being able to send the charges to the full House for it to take a pre-Christmas vote next week. Yesterday, Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio said it continues to be a farce.
Nancy Pelosi called the president an imposter just 3 weeks ago. The Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people, and that's why they've been out to get this president since even before he was elected.
New Jersey's attorney general says the deadly attack at a kosher market in Jersey City earlier this week is being investigated as domestic terrorism, saying the Tuesday attack indicates the market was specifically targeted. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
It's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Stephen Strang is back with us. Been a while since we've talked, but he's got an exciting new book out. Titled God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. I said it's out. It's going to be coming out in January. Why he must win and what's at stake for Christians if he loses. Stephen, of course, is the best-selling author and founder and CEO of Charisma Media. Stephen, welcome back. Good to be talking to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, I want to address the topic of God and Trump. You wrote about God and Trump, the God and Trump dynamic previously. This was your best-selling book, God and Donald Trump. And now we're following it up with God, Trump, and the 2020 election. Most evangelicals get it. They understand. They see that what Donald Trump has been able to do in 3 years is nothing short of miraculous. How does he affect these kind of policy changes? Do this incredible amount of positive things on behalf of the American people without the hand of God being upon him? And I believe that he's the first to admit And I see this president praying. I see evangelicals around him praying for him. He acknowledges God. I am grateful for his leadership. I am reminded of the word of God that says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And compared to where we were previously, Steve, you and I spoke about this, is that the natives were rather restless because God was being pushed out of the public square. Donald Trump is bringing God back to the centerpiece of the American culture, and people are starting to feel better about it. And we can see the fruit of these choices and this movement that has been happening organically. Now, I appreciate also for those who are not people of faith that they don't get this. They say, well, oh, you know, Bill, you and Stephen, you know, talking about God and Trump, you guys are over the top. You're knucklehead. Okay, I understand you may not get that. But we're just going to present the case so that you can look at the fruit, the fruit of this administration, and you tell me what other president in the history of this country in 3 years.
100%. But you're absolutely right. But, you know, you said a mouthful, and there's so many ways that we could go with this. The issue to me is even bigger than just God and what's happening with Donald Trump. It's really what's happening in our culture. Mm-hmm. I believe that the book is as much about our culture and where America is going. And then the question is, where is God in all this? Now, the people that you just described that don't get it about Trump, they don't get it about serving God.
Exactly.
God has a plan and purpose, that he's raised up America to be a light to the nations. They don't get it. But, you know, you referred to it earlier. You said that Trump is at least bringing some of these issues up. He's defending rights that have been eroded. You know, this has been going on a long time. A lot of people will say, well, it's been going on for 50 years, you know, back to the 60s, which were also very, very turbulent. But I believe it's been going on, you know, at least since Woodrow Wilson. And you can even make an argument that it's been going back to the 1800s. Where
exactly.
Really, we got away from God being the centerpiece, and I believe that things finally got so bad that people cried out, you know, God helps with the direction our country is going, morally, culturally, every other way, and that God raised up this unlikely person. You know, I saw him on TV yesterday when he was signing this presidential order against anti-Semitism, mm-hmm. and he brought a couple of the Jewish leaders up, and he brought some Christian leaders up, and they were kind of talking about it, and he quoted Robert Jeffress, the pastor from Baptist in Dallas.
Dallas, yeah, right.
Saying that, I'm quoting Jeffress, speaking of himself, mm-hmm. Saying, well, maybe he, you know, he doesn't know the Bible as well as anyone else, but that he is defending our right to live the kind of life we want to live. And what's at stake in this election is if the other side gets in, we lose a lot of the benefits that you were referring to. Not only that, but it's going to go the other direction. The other side has become absolutely unglued to try to get this president out, not just because of him as a person, because in some ways, you know, if they get him out, they get Mike Pence, mm-hmm. you know, who's even a lot more religious than Donald Trump is.
Right.
But they want to get power, take this country in a different direction, not just becoming more and more liberal socially and culturally and playing down Christianity and holding Christians back and so forth. But they want to take us towards socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And I make the case in the book, God, Trump in the 2020 election, that socialism is just one step short of communism. I mean,
exactly.
Who would have thought? We defeated communism. The Berlin Wall fell. When was it? The late 1980s
mm-hmm.
In the George H.W. Bush administration. Who would have thought that it would rear its ugly head? And there are actually people in America who think that socialism is better than capitalism at the time that our economy is probably as strong as it's been in a long, long time. Joblessness is down, you know, all the benefits you're talking about. The thing is that Donald Trump, who had never held public office, so we didn't really know where he stood in a lot of the issues, but he promised that he would do a lot of these things. I have a whole chapter
yes.
in the book called Promises Made, Promises Kept, which articulate very clearly, you know, the kinds of things that you were referring to earlier. And I just lay out the case. I write this book for Christian people. Now, of course, I try to write it in a way that, you know, you don't have to be a gung-ho churchgoer to read and enjoy the book. But the thing is, this is very serious, not only politically, but from a spiritual point of view. And I boldly say that that there's a spiritual aspect to it. Number one, God's will, which we have kind of been referring to, and a lot of people, even Christians, don't really understand God's will. And also, there's spiritual warfare. That's what the Bible calls it. That's what a lot of Christians call it. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And that's why the play. That's what we're seeing
exactly
right now in Washington, D.C., with these impeachment hearings. It's what we're seeing with the deep state. You know, this is very, very serious. And I tell people that, number one, they need to understand it. Number two, they need to pray. And number three, they need to get active, because our side tends to be kind of nice people, and we tend to be a little bit complacent. And a lot of times people stay home because they feel their vote won't count, or they feel it's not important. But it is important, not only their vote, but they need to, influence their circle of everyone has a circle of influence, everyone.
Exactly.
And we need to influence the circle we have. And I even have talking points in there about if you're at Christmas or Thanksgiving or some kind of family gathering, or even at work, of things that you can say to persuade others Donald Trump is right. Because, you know, a lot of people respond to the stereotype. The stereotype is not that good. You know, they criticize his tweets. Now, I happen to enjoy his tweets. Mm-hmm. I wonder sometimes why he had to tweet about a football coach or something. You know, it seems
some of that stuff's amusement. I see it, Steve. I do. I think he amuses himself with some of the tweets. That's okay.
Of course, and he's strategic. He's keeping everybody off balance. They're all focused on his tweets instead of the things he's accomplished. A lot of people have documented this, not only me, but I deal with it in the book too. That first of all these crazy tweets every day, the news media would be beside themselves with the way that he deregulated oil and gas. The way that he has dropped a lot of these regulations to stifle business, you know, they would have their hair on fire because, it's against the agenda, the left-leaning, drifting agenda that they have for more and more government, more and more control of our lives, more and more liberal policies, and so forth. This president is a disruptor, and I make this case. The book actually has three sections. One of them is understanding Donald Trump. Kind of man is he? He is not like the stereotype. I've had the opportunity to interview him. I kind of expected him to be like you kind of see on TV, but he wasn't. He was
right.
A fairly soft-spoken. He was respectful. Mm-hmm. He was very focused on my questions.
Stephen, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Stephen Strang after this. Stay with us.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Let me tell you, people of faith and America, this is your moment. It's time for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Stephen Strang continues. We're talking about his upcoming, soon-to-be-released book right after the first of the year, God, Trump, and the 2020 election, Why He Must Win, and What's at Stake for Christians If He Loses. Stephen, in your book, you address the spiritual component, and we touched on that a little bit at the beginning when we first connected. And I really want to make this point, because I think this is something we've been saying for a long time, because I had believed that possibly, and what many people were praying for, is that like the city of Nineveh that was going to hell in the handbasket, Jonah did not want to go there, and it took a whale of a time for Jonah to finally realize that he was the prophet, he was God's chosen instrument to ignite a revival in Nineveh, and it gave them a 100-year reprieve because they were going south fast. And many of us, as believers, had seen the trajectory that America was on. We were on a dangerous path, and believed that if God's hand of providence did not step in, that we were really going to be. We're going to be in serious trouble. And what's been revealed to us, because Donald Trump has been that exposing agent. You can call him, in some ways and use some sort of metaphor that he's brought light to the swamp and to the dark aspects of our body politic. And it's been quite scary. I mean, what we're seeing, what's being revealed about the FBI, what we saw happening about our political leaders and the corruption that's going on. And thank God for people of faith that were, it didn't necessarily ignite as a full-blown revival, because, as Charles Finney says, a revival happens when it's most needed. Now, many of us believe we need it, but before we get there, we have to realize and confess the error of our ways. There has to be repentance. And I don't know that our country is quite there. We're getting close. And then when that happens, then, Katie, bar the door, then the light of God will be shining through.
Well, I agree with you, and you make some very good points. You know, there are some Christian leaders, and I quote them in the book, God, Trump, in the 2020 election, who believe that God's plans and purposes are a lot bigger than just Donald Trump or this election. It's really that God has raised up America as a light to the nations. You know, America, as most sincere Christians know, have been the ones that have spread the gospel around the world more than any other nation. And if we become just another nation or a socialist nation, first of all, a lot of bad actors will rise to the forefront. We won't have our freedoms. We won't have the economic power that, you know, we even have money to fund missionaries and so forth. And so there's a lot bigger issue going on. And there are leaders who say that they believe a great revival is coming. Now, you can look around at what's happening and wonder how that is true. But I believe there's a shift. There's a shift happening with Donald Trump. And we need four more years to get a lot of these things going, plus the fact that if it stops, as we referred to earlier, and the other side gets in, and this is more than just the Democrats or the Republicans being in. I mean, if Donald Trump had run as a Democrat, because I, you know, at some point in the past he was a Democrat, I still would have been for him. You know, both of the political parties.
I couldn't have been only because of their party platform, Stephen. Their party platform for murder of babies. I could not have.
Hypothetically,
yes. Okay.
He would have changed the party platform.
Right.
To me, this is not about parties. It's really about good and evil. It's about right and wrong. It's about left and right. And I try to make the case in the book so that people understand, because, you know, we're all bombarded with the secular media. I mean, even Fox, which most of us like, you know, because it's a better alternative, they don't talk about these issues.
No.
Godliness is not important to them.
You know, there's been a shift. There's been a recent shift in Fox that people are becoming aware of, too. So.
Yeah, that's an entirely different conversation. And I was actually with one of the Fox people this week, and we were talking about it in private conversation. But, you know, the Christian media is pretty small. I say that as you know, I've spent my life in Christian media. And also, most Christian media are pretty timid. Some of them are sort of left of center. Some of them are never Trumpers. And so I'm trying to do my thing, you know, both through Charisma Media, our podcast, our website, charismanews.com, those kinds of things, to sound the alarm. And this book is my way to try to affect this election by waking up our side. Now, most of the people who read me or follow me or who know me are Pentecostals or charismatics, and they tend to be nice people. They go to church a lot. They pay their tithes, and they tend to sit on the sidelines, and they feel kind of powerless. You know, they and thankfully they're starting to wake up. In fact,
exactly.
The Pentecostal leaders who are the first ones to back Trump back at the very, very beginning, you know, within evangelicalism, there's kind of a pecking order, and there are sort of elites, believe it or not. I think it's part of the culture of America. And they tended to back other candidates, mainly Ted Cruz, as I did. I supported Cruz up until he dropped out of the election, partly because he was tough and because he's a solid Christian. But Ted Cruz's time has proven can't hold a light to Donald Trump in terms of being tough. And, you know, how in the world he puts up with all of the attacks. And it's not just a few attacks. It's attacks every single day.
90% of
the next one.
90% of the media reporting on him is negative, Stephen, for 3 years. I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi says, oh, nobody got elected, you know, to come here and impeach the president. Are you kidding me? I mean, you didn't hear Maxine Waters from day one. You didn't hear Al Green out of Texas from day one. And, of course, he said early on.
The Post on inaugural day says, The process for impeachment has begun.
Exactly.
On day one, he hadn't even done anything. They're going around looking for something. Look how flimsy these things are. They say abuse of power. It's basically they don't like things he's done, and so they think that he's abusing their power to do things they don't like. I mean, it's that simple. And then they say that he, let's see, what is the term they use about, you know, not cooperating with them? Was the other term is escaping me right now. Obstruction of justice.
I'm sorry, yes. Well,
He's not letting some people testify, and that's obstructing their impeachment. You know, it is so flimsy, and it's not going anywhere. Mm. I think they're just trying to bloody him, maybe discourage him, get him off base. But he's a fighter. He's going to stay in there. He's going to win. I believe that this is going to backfire. And in the book, God, Trump, the 2020 election, I talk about some prophecies. Now, a lot of people, you know, even good Christian people don't know what to make about prophecies, partly because some so-called prophecies don't come true. But there was prophecies that Donald Trump would be elected, and they did come true.
Exactly.
And there have been some prophecies that he would be in for two terms. However, it is not a slam dunk. Not only do I talk about what's at stake if he loses, you know, why he must win. I have a whole chapter on why he might lose. I cite eight different reasons why he might lose. And it's complacency, which I refer to, but also how dishonest the other side is. Also, if Donald Trump gets us into a war in the Middle East, you know, that may backfire and cause him to lose the election. If the economy suddenly takes a nosedive, that could change things. You know, there are a number of reasons why he might lose. I personally think that the impeachment thing is going to backfire. I personally believe the prophets. But we need to understand what's going on. We can't just assume what's going on. And my book is a way to try to help people to understand who Donald Trump is, the stakes that are involved in this election and at this particular point in time in America, and also to understand the spiritual dimension.
Exactly.
And not only have there been prophecies, but there are some Christian leaders have cited some biblical precedents. I happen to like the one you did on Nineveh. I'm going to use that from now on, if you don't mind.
No, absolutely. My gift to you.
God raised up Cyrus, who was a pagan king. He raised up a king not very well known named Jehu, who was the one who got rid of the corrupt Jezebel.
Which there has been an allegory, a comparative between Jehu and Trump. That Jonathan Kahn wrote about, which was I thought was quite brilliant.
Out,
yes,
and I very carefully explain it. And also, there's some signs in the heavens. And when I tell this in the book, and also when I am interviewed, like you're interviewing me now, I say I'm not sure what to make about numerology, but I do think that it's interesting. If a lot of Christians would know that a different number seem to have some significance in Scripture. Mm-hmm. The number seven, for example, the number of perfection.
Completeness, yeah.
And also sometimes there's, you know, there's blood moons and things, and we have to wonder why they happen. And I can't go into all the details right now, but I will say that the day that Donald Trump was born, June 14th, 1946, was a blood moon, a solar eclipse. You have to wonder why. And then if you count from the day he was born, exactly 700 days was the day that Israel was born. May 14th, 1948.
Mm-hmm. Was born again.
when Trump was inaugurated on January 20th, 2017, he was 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days old. And I just think that's a very interesting coincidence, and you kind of wonder if God isn't sending us some kind of sign. And he did send signs. Remember, he sent signs in the heaven that the Magi saw, and they went to worship
exactly.
The baby Jesus. And so there are these things that have happened. Our society is so secular that we don't even pay any attention to this kind of stuff. Even Christian people tend to just, like, take kind of a secular point of view. Well, it's probably not that big a deal, and maybe it isn't a big deal. But I present these kinds of things in the book to make the reader think.
It's a call to action, and we've got to leave it there. Stephen Strang, his upcoming book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election. Stephen, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel.
General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Anytime, any place, any...